It's a big week as far as crop production numbers are concerned. This Thursday, August 10th, we'll have our August crop production report from Uncle Sam. That'll be our first field-based survey for the spring-planted crops for the U.S. We've got, of course, along with the crop production numbers, we'll have supply-demand numbers, and we'll have WASDE numbers as well. The crop production numbers, pre-report guess averages, according to Allendale, looks like U.S. corn production expected to be 13.8 billion bushels, 165.9 bushels per acre. That would be down from a year ago, and that would be reflective of those excellent ratings that we've seen that have been well under a year ago in our weekly crop ratings. Soybean production, 4.2 billion bushels expected, 47.4 bushels in an acre yield. All wheat production estimated this year at 1.717 billion bushels. Expectations are the spring crop numbers will be down. The spring wheat numbers will be down. Joe Vaklovic, founder and president of Standard Grain out of Chicago, he says these August crop production numbers will be the big deal this coming Thursday morning with the USDA reports.
This is the first report of the year in which USDA gives us survey-based yield estimates. They've kind of just been kicking the can down the road up to this point, as is always the case. So that's going to be probably the most interesting thing with the row crops. The spring wheat production estimate, I think, will also be of interest. I think there are a lot of people who believe that the spring wheat acreage number, harvested acreage in particular, should come down quite a bit. USDA had a relatively low abandonment number figured in on their last report relative to expectations. So I think that will be another number that's heavily watched.
Vaklovic says there'll be some changes on the demand side of the balance sheet on those supply-demand numbers, but he still thinks you have to go back to the crop production report and the yield estimates. That'll be the biggest part of the day's numbers. He says the trade is looking at lower numbers, at the lower end of the numbers for upcoming yield estimates.
You know, up until now, they're just kind of using trend line numbers. They've got a 170 corn yield and a 48 bean yield. I think a lot of the trade is leaning towards something in the mid to even low 160s for corn. We've seen some private estimates out in the 162 to 164 range here recently. I think some of the traders who are a little more bearish are probably still working with something in the maybe upper 160s. Soybeans, I think a lot of people are looking for something near 47, which would be down a little bit from the previous report just because the crop ratings are a little bit below normal. But, you know, anything goes here, and the report does have a tendency to surprise.
If there are going to be any surprises in these numbers on Thursday, Vaklovic believes that it'll be in the corn numbers.
If there was going to be any surprise that I had a bet on, I would say the corn yield comes in high relative to expectations. I just don't know how anxious USDA is going to be to really slash the corn yield in any big way on this particular report. So, you know, say they came in with the 168, 169, or even a 170, I think that would be a bearish surprise. I really doubt they go on the lower end of expectations. I doubt they come in 160 or lower. I don't think that's going to happen. So if I had a guess, I'd say a higher than expected corn yield would be the surprise.
And he adds that the continuing drought in the upper Midwest and Montana is another one of those weather-related factors that's going to make it extremely hard to know exactly where USDA is going to land in this August report.
You know, those areas are becoming increasingly important year after year, it seems like, just because of the acreage expansion when it comes to row crops. So sure, it's important, and I think that's going to be one of the wild cards here, you know. That's a big problem area this year. And there were other problem areas, too. You know, everywhere in the country had a problem at one point or another. During planting and early this spring, the eastern corn belt was very problematic. They were excessively wet. We saw a lot of replant, a lot of crops that just saw poor emergence. And then more recently, we saw some dryness in the western corn belt and of course, the drought in the northern plains. But even a lot of Iowa, parts of Nebraska were excessively dry during July and some of it during corn pollination. So there's some issues there. And I think that, like I said, everywhere had an issue at some point or another this year. It makes the yield number a lot more difficult to figure out than in some other years.
Joe Vaklovic of Standard Grain out of Chicago. Those crop production numbers, supply-demand numbers, WASDE report numbers, all will be out Thursday morning, August 10th, from USDA. On the Oklahoma Farm Report, I'm Ron Hayes.